Red Raiders come down off the Cap Rock to Gerald J. Ford Stadium for the start of the season. Tomorrow at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Big Dick Hunter will be at Aaron's Sales and Lease Sunday from noon until 2. That's in Irving at Shady Grove and Story Road. They're having a Labor Day tent sale out there. They'll have ticket t-shirts and Ranger tickets to give away. Go see Big Dick Hunter at Aaron's Sales and Lease Shady Grove and Story in Irving this Sunday from noon until 2. Time now to stop down for a little bit of
Tang the News to you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels.
Yummy.
And by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Texas Tickets has great seats for all Cowboy games.
Every one of them.
And they all count now,
too. They all count. No more preseason.
Right. So if I were you, I would identify the ones I want to go to, and then I'd call Texas Tickets for the best seats. Reba McEntire next Saturday at Nookie Alive. Not tomorrow night, but I think next Saturday. And David Byrne at Bass Hall on September 13th.
The Talking Heads guy?
Yes.
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Well, Texas Tickets has wonderful seats
That's
for all of those
who
shows.
I'm going to call.
214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality in the great Southwest. Here is Cobra.
Thank you, Michael. Yes, do that. If you watch Dateline this evening, you will see a story that's pretty interesting on Michael Jackson, that he supposedly paid $2 million plus to the son of an employee at Neverland around the same time that he paid the $20 million bucks to that kid in the 1993-94 child molestation probe. So, basically, it's coming out that he paid another guy. And they're going to bring this guy on, the father and the son, to testify whenever this case does go to trial.
Now, I thought there was some kind of confidentiality
obviously
attached to that.
Attached to the buyout?
Yeah.
Well, not this one, because it was only $2 million compared to $20 million. I think it was $2 million for this one to just go away.
Well, his diddling is costing him a lot of money.
I know. I know.
Yeah. That's a very expensive game of rubba rubba.
Supposedly,
cha-ching.
In the Dateline segment, the 12-year-old boy told police he'd been fondled through his clothes by Jackson on the outside.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Is he going to get out of this?
I don't either.
I mean,
I don't see how he can.
You're about to say you don't get it, neither do I.
Well, I don't get it, but is he going to get out all this?
Sure. Sure, you bet.
I don't know, man.
Okay, when you say get out, what do you mean?
Walk.
You mean like jail time?
Like Kobe. Gone.
You know what? If he's prosecuted, or not prosecuted, if he's found guilty, there'll be some sort of probation. He will not go to jail.
You can't get probation for child molestation.
I don't know. I think public sentiment might have turned people to the point against him to where this could go somewhere.
Do I need to remind you of what state this is taking place in?
Yes, you do.
It's California.
Oh, yes.
Where they routinely turn out murderers.
Man, the other night I was watching this deal on VH1 and they were rolling through Michael Jackson's body of work and they started with Off the Wall, you know, after the Jackson 5. It is stunning how talented that guy is.
Oh, yeah.
It is absolutely stunning to hear that guy sing and watch him dance and do all that stuff, you know, that he was doing for 10, 12 years there. I mean, God.
I mean, I think he was pretty much done after Thriller, but, man, up through that, you know, he was awesome.
Even that bad,
he truly was
pretty good, man.
Pop.
Was pretty good.
That was a pretty good CD.
Yeah, I don't remember what was on there. I remember the song Bad that spawned Weird Al's I'm Fat.
Another great Weird Al piece.
Still think it's going to be hard to...
I mean, if they start seeing that their case is getting away from them, they'll cut a deal. They'll cut another deal and just pay people off again.
Where does this rank in album sold, Thriller? Is it number one?
Isn't it number one by a mile?
And then the Eagle? I don't know, I think Wish You Were Here might be ahead of it.
Yeah, I know there's a Pink Floyd.
Dark Side of the Moon, you mean? See, I thought that was on
Dark Side of the Moon.
I thought that was on the chart longer, but I always thought it was Thriller, and then the Eagles' greatest hits.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to watch this.
Then
tonight,
I believe DeGuayo or Tres Hombres. I'm not.
No,
sure.
ZZ Top is not in the top four.
Maybe Rio Grande Mud.
Paris Hilton showed her foul little dirty mouth. Well, not the way that you're thinking.
Bitch.
Mike,
Michael.
I agree with you. Keep it coming. She was doing interviews.
Thank you, I will.
She was doing interviews yesterday, American television interviews, to promote her new jewelry line. And she starts freaking out because reporters are supposed to be asking her about this jewelry. And what do they switch the subject to? The sex tape. And she's like, why are you asking me these questions? What the hell's going on here? And they keep going and they keep going. And finally she stands up and she's like, people keep asking me about this stupid sex tape and I'm really getting pissed off at you. It's really effed up because we're going to be on TV and I'll walk off this set right now. It's just rude. If one more person asks me, I'm going to get up and walk away.
Greedy bitch.
Why?
You wish you were there, don't you, where you could have said... About that sex tape.
Oh, yeah, great. Just there's a long, like, 10-second awkward pause. Like, back to the sex tape. By the way, you know what? She deserves that for making the sex tape.
Yeah,
if you make a sex tape, you're that stupid to do it and that dumb to not get the only copy when you're done, then you know what? You deserve it.
Yeah, you.
And you're famous... Famous people, now, like average people, they can make a million sex tapes because who cares? But if you're famous, why would you do it? Why would you risk it?
What if you make one when you're an average guy and then you get famous?
Right.
Well, how many times does that happen? You know?
Yeah.
Normally, well, I don't know.
Pretty glad you asked me that.
All right, you got album sales numbers?
Yeah, man.
What is it?
Eagles number one, greatest hits, 28 million. Thriller number two, 26. Pink Floyd's The Wall, 23.
The Wall?
Mm-hmm.
The Wall?
You heard me, bitch.
What about Dark Side of the Moon?
Don't bitch me. Him. See, that never sold that many. It was just on the charts.
Dark
forever.
Side of the Moon's about, I don't know, 17th, 18th.
Well, that just doesn't make sense.
15 million. Then you have Billy Joel's Greatest Hits. Did I say Led Zeppelin 4 was number 4?
No, it is?
Yep, with 22 million.
Yay.
Billy Joel's Greatest Hits, Volume 1 and 2, 21 million. Rumors, Fleetwood Mac, 19. Back in Black, The Beatles. Shania Twain.
Oh, my God.
And Boston's Boston.
So the guys from Boston are just...
That rounds out your top 10, Holmes.
Ungodly rich.
Don't Holmes us.
You can Holmes me.
Tom Schultz is. I don't know if everybody else is, but he is.
No, I mean, album sold.
That's a great song.
Oh, here we go. Boy, it is a great song, Greg.
I always heard that Thriller sold like 40 million. Is that like worldwide?
That's
got to
be U.S. sales that he's doing. Worldwide, I guarantee a Thriller's
this
number one.
This is off the RIAA website, Recording Industry Association
of America. Of America.
America.
Yeah, worldwide, I think it's sold, you know, probably close to 50 or something like that.
Right.
Britney Spears showed how sorry she is. She has a camp called the Britney Spears Camp for the Performing Arts in Massachusetts. And of course, kids who go to this, the big catch is she shows up and, you know, hangs out with them for a day. Or she no-showed at her own camp. Just didn't show up.
It must be difficult being diagnosed with chronic
flatulence. Maybe this is why.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Weird. Hello. Oh my goodness. Hello. Ew. Strong Brittany. Yeah, it was a weird. Ew. I'm embarrassed. Can we?
Oh no.
pound for pound, that may be the funniest thing we've ever done. It may be, pound for pound, the funniest bit we've ever done.
Hard line.
I love at the end when things go really south.
Things start getting a little loose back there.
Yeah. I just love it when it becomes really apparent she can't do nothing about it, and she just gives out,
hello.
Hello.
Ooh. I love it that to fight through it, she has to say, remind herself, strong Brittany.
Until she just loses all control.
Yeah.
And that thing that happens to all of us happens.
Hello.
She says she knows.
Well, what thing is that?
Yeah. Pant crapping, Mike. You're familiar.
Yeah.
Doo-doo-itch.
Well, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Doo-doo-itch is not a
doo-doo-itch.
Verb.
Doo-doo-itch is not a word?
Not a verb or noun. She claimed her injured knee caused her to miss her own summer camp. Kids are crying. That's all they wanted to do, these little kids. They just wanted to meet Brittany. It's the only reason their parents sent them up there. And she no-shows. But they show her, like, walking down Sunset Boulevard shopping with her fiancé. So.
That is sorry.
Oh, it's so sorry,
probably
man.
Charge a lot of money for this, too.
Absolutely. Nip Tuck has been pulled from an Eastern Oregon correctional facility. That was the number one show within the prison, was Nip Tuck.
I can imagine it's...
Because there's a lot of sex, I guess, in there. And so the guy, the spokesman...
A lot of hot girls in there, too.
The spokesman for the prison says...
Did you hear the way he said so?
Well, this is funny. He says that during one episode of the show, which chronicles the racy escapades of two Miami plastic surgeons, inmates gathered in a TV room, and during a sex scene, they kept eyeballing, whistling, shouting catcalls to a female corrections officer, and pulling things out of their pants.
Like money?
I don't think so. I'm thinking it's wiener.
Pant meat, huh?
Pant meat, yes. So the prison has banned the show, which has the ACLU up in arms.
Oh, God.
You know what? I remember...
First of all, there should be no TV in prison.
No, I don't. They get cable. You know how many people on the outside don't have cable? Half of America doesn't have cable, and people in prison have cable.
They should get bread, water, a semi-roof over their head, and that's about it.
How do you feel about prison, Mike?
I think prison's good.
I think guns are good.
Oh, well.
I like to eat.
Oh, that's good for both of you. Mark McGrath, are we all familiar with him? He is the front man for Sugar Ray. Just want to fly.
I like them.
You know what? They're not bad, but they're done.
Yeah, I figured they would be.
They're done.
I mean,
because
you knew they didn't have much shelf life, but boy, what a run they had.
He is quitting the band because he has just taken the job of co-hosting Extra, the entertainment show. He is now the official co-host of Extra.
Well, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah? He says, this is my dream job. Everything I've worked for so far has been for this. I can't wait.
Let's see, being a rock star or hosting
a
variety
TV show? A lame TV show.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
And all he's going to be doing is just kissing the ass of other celebrities like, you know, Pat O'Brien does. Have you seen the ad for his new show, The Insider?
All those shows are unwatchable to me.
And
Extra and Inside Edition.
You know who hosts Inside Edition?
Hard Copy.
You know, you used to host that Inside Edition?
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
An entertainment show. You think...
Be there. He had to make some money where he could go to Fox. And
he's not always cracked up to be...
Yeah, he was doing e-news, basically. Print and...
Well, that's what he is.
Print and click.
Well, they've all had their...
He's a fraud doing what he is now. That's what he really is.
An e-news guy?
Yeah.
He longs for my job?
No, he started out being a news guy.
Did
then he kind of wandered off doing that, and now he's back.
Well, news people, when they wander off and start doing that, they lose all their credibility.
He doesn't. He's greatness.
Cora.
What?
Snake.
Now,
Snake.
You tell me if you think a rock star would like this, or Danny,
Snake.
You tell me if you would like this.
Mm-hmm. Quota.
He will now have to be at work at
Snake.
7 a.m. every day.
Snake.
Well, you could do that, Danny. Just go in there, work, then go home and sleep.
This is a guy who probably hadn't got up before noon in the, you know, ever since he was in high school. Now he's got to get up.
Danny or this guy?
Mark McGrath.
Or both.
And by the way, I guarantee you, he's knocked out plenty of quality pieces out there. And...
I know. He's a good looking... Have you seen him?
Yeah, I know.
He's a handsome guy.
I know. He's very handsome. And...
He's hot.
I think he won Celebrity Jeopardy one year. So he's smart.
Yeah. And Sugar Ray had a little something. They were all right.
I agree.
Used to hear the strains of Sugar Ray wafting down from upstairs quite a bit.
As your farts wafted upstairs.
Fuzzy Daddy.
As they met midway at
right.
the stairs.
Sugar Ray and Reiner's farts battling.
And
this
just
iron cage match.
It just drowned out poor Sugar Ray. Just, I just want to... And you hear this echoing from upstairs. Crust Daddy. Icky. Barfo. Tom Sizemore. Okay, now here, Grego.
What?
This is where you got to draw the line with celebrities. Tom Sizemore, as part of his probation for slapping around his wife or Heidi, I don't know what the hell she was at the time. Mike. As part of his 3-year probation deal, he didn't go to jail, even though he was convicted on a bunch of counts of beating the hell out of her.
And was on probation to begin with.
Right, for drugs. He had to take random drug tests, urine tests, if you will.
Flunked them.
Well,
what?
The flunk.
Okay.
God.
He walked out.
What do you think he said?
He said F him.
Yeah.
Flunked him.
F him.
Flunked him.
He walked out of his latest drug test. Just walked out and didn't give a urine sample. And so now the judge says, okay, well, you're not on probation anymore. Normally, if this was just Joe Blow, he's in jail that
right.
day. The judge says, all right. Not smoking, Joe.
He's so missed.
The judge says, yeah, you know what? It's okay. Just chill out, and we'll do a court date on November the 8th. So a couple months from now. So
right.
you just get your act together and maybe clean up and, you know, make a movie, make another $4 or $5 million and then come in.
That's two crazy cobra noises during e-news today.
So, but they do say that it's likely he'll do a stint behind bars now.
He's not big time enough.
We'll see. If he was going to do, why wouldn't the judge just show some nuts right now and do something to him now?
I don't know.
Walking out.
I don't know.
Because what they want to do, they want a couple months where it all die down, and then this won't get any play, and they can just turn him loose. And everybody, nobody will know. That's the way it works.
I'll know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's E-News.
All right, very good there, Cobra.
Take care, Snake.
The Cowboys... final preseason game was last night. That next here on the ticket.